you know, as far as how you expected to feel a few days in?
You know, I think I feel better, you know, than what I was expecting. You know, I thought my knee would hold up, but I wasn't sure. You know, I hadn't put it through, you know, 4 days of practice coming into camp. But, you know, the way my knee feels right now, it feels great. You know, so I'm really happy with where I'm at right now.
They're not bringing you along slowly or babying you. I mean, you're out there, and, you know, I think a lot of people expected you to kind of maybe take some reps off, you know, go get back out there. Is there a positive in that you're just kind of doing everything, and does that kind of help your confidence?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, we talked about that. You know, from day one when I wasn't taking reps, you know, at the A's, the goal was to be ready for training camp so that when it got here, I was going to be able to go out there, you know, and not be limited. And that's where we've been so far. You know, and for me, I need the reps. So being out there getting those reps, it's been great for me.
Speaking of the reps, I mean, before, when we came out of minicamp, we thought this might be an open competition. Mark talked about it being an open competition. Do you view this as an open competition, or do you view this as your top spot to lose?
No, I think, you know, Coach Kelly stated all along that it's a competition. I think that's how, you know, all four of us view it in the quarterback room.
When you shift your weight, you're in the pocket and the primary isn't there and you start moving, is that the part that you're curious to see about yourself? Or did you already know that you'd be able to?
You know, I think I felt pretty good about that. We tried to simulate that, but, you know, I think I told you guys after the first day, you know, it's hard to simulate those game situations. You know, we can do a little bit of it in practice, but, you know, until I'm able to get hit, you really can't simulate when the pocket breaks down. You know, you got to make a hard hitch up and then scramble. But, you know, I've been put in a few of those situations so far, and I felt like my knees, you know, held its own.
Sam, do you find progress in certain areas each day, or is it just getting yourself football ready? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I think you look for progress. You know, obviously, if you make a mistake, which, you know, we all make mistakes out here every day. You know, you try to learn from that mistake and not make it again. You know, and then also, you know, just getting my mind, getting my body back into football shape, getting ready, you know, for what it's going to be like in the season, having to make those decisions, you know, having to play 16, 17, 18, however many games it is.
That first preseason game is still 9 days away, but kind of how exciting is it kind of having it looming out there? It's not that far off and finally getting a chance to do that and take that step.
You know, it's crazy. You know, it seems like just yesterday, you know, that, you know, I was in Cleveland, you know, walking to the locker room, and, you know, I thought this day would never come, but, you know, here we are, you know, a little over a week away, and, you know, get out there and actually play some real football. So, you know, I think that's always exciting.
It's going to be hard.
What have you seen from Tim Tebow, and are there creative ways to use him in this offense that might not be traditional quarterbacking?
You'd have to ask Chip that. You know, as far as what Tim's done, you know, I think, you know, Tim's played really well. You know, he's throwing the ball well. You know, I think he worked really hard this offseason. I think he had a good offseason. You know, it's pretty evident he worked hard over the summer because he's throwing the ball really well right now.
How about Nelson Aguilar? How has he looked to you, you know, as a rookie coming in?
He's been very impressive so far. You know, he's got the speed, but, you know, not only is he a burner, but if you watch some of the routes he runs, you know, he's just a natural route runner. You know, we watched him run a corner stop the other day, and he turned on a dime. And, you know, it's probably one of the best ones we've seen from a guy who's running, you know, 4.4 out there.
Your athleticism is well known, but are you any more reluctant to tuck the ball?
Did you say that again?
are you any more reluctant to tuck the ball away and scramble when you've been in the pit because of the exposure to your knee?
No. You know, I think it's part of the position. You know, you've got to be ready to do that. You can't take that, you know, out of my game. You know, but at the same time, you know, it's not worth two extra yards. I mean, if that guy's closing in, I'm going to get down and get rid of the ball. I think you got to be smart when you get outside the pocket.
What about the slider?
You know, it's been a long time since I played baseball, but, you know, I think we're going to try to recreate that here in a few days, and, you know, hopefully I'll be fine.
What about some of the stuff you were working on back there? Like, does learning how to fall maybe help protect an injury like that?
I hope so. I hope so, or else we just look pretty foolish over there doing it. But, no, it was fun doing that. You know, I think talking to Coach and, you know, some of our strength coaches, you know, it's been a long time since, you know, I've gotten hit, since Tim gotten hit. You know, so just learning to go to the direct ground and get back up, you know, it's part of it.
And tumbling is part of that too?
That was new to me. It's something we're working on. I don't think it looked very pretty. I hope you guys didn't tape that today, but we're working on it.
You ever had weapons like this, this deep, this many talented kids, young guys, receivers, backs? Have you ever been around this much talent?
You know, I think from top to bottom, this is probably the deepest, you know, team I've ever been on. You know, you look at what we've got outside, what we've got at the tight end position, what we've got in the running back room. I mean, you know, it's 4, 5, 3, 4 deep at each position. You know, and I think that just plays into our advantage, especially with the tempo that we play and as many plays as we run. You know, we can sub guys in and we don't miss a beat. You know, the defense is having to keep their guys on the field. They get tired. And I think that's when our tempo really plays to our advantage, you know, in the third and fourth quarter.